as soon as a child gets a diagnosis, they're automatically put into such an intense field of judgment constantly on their behaviors. And we need to kind of get back out of that. Like when a kid gets a diagnosis, oftentimes parents get emotionally blocked to their children. And what we want to do is heal the emotional blocks as well, so that you can kind of feel into your child and yourself. Oftentimes your child is expressing something you're denying yourself.
Want to truly be the best parent you can be and help your child thrive after their autism diagnosis? This podcast is for all in parents like you who know more is possible for your child.
With each episode, we reveal a secret that empowers you to be the parent your child needs now, saving you time, energy, and money, and helping you focus on what truly matters most, your child.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Len.
Welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets.
Hello and welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets. With us today is Angelica Lemke. She is a naturopathic doctor and homeopath who's worked with the complex pediatric population for the last 14 years. She is the author of Healing Complex Children with Homeopathy, founder and lead instructor of the School of Intuitive Homeopathy, and she's a co-founder and supervising homeopath at Homeopathy Hive. She is passionate about empowering people to tap into their intuitive gifts, as well as teaching and inspiring a new generation of homeopaths. She's a graduate of Vassar University and Georgetown University. She lives in Ashland, Oregon with her husband and daughter, where together as a family, they run a homeopathic dispensary and private membership association called PS 11 Ministry. The secret this week is homeopathy unlocks the healer within. Welcome, Angelica.
Absolutely, Len. And I'm excited to talk about that very topic, how to unlock the healer within you.
It's in within us, right? The parents, but it's also within our kids. And this is where the innate wisdom that we were all born with, you know, homeopathy can truly, I've witnessed for my own son, work miracles. Can you share a little bit about, for our listeners, some know homeopathy, some don't, a little bit of the history of homeopathy?
Sure. Homeopathy was founded in Germany by Samuel Hahnemann, and it operates under the law of like treats like, which is a law in nature where if you take a substance and you create it in homeopathic potency, so say you have in homeopathy, they create remedies out of plants, animals, minerals. If you take homeopathic mercury, it helps to treat the same toxicity that would occur from mercury poisoning, right? So it's the law of like treats like. If you were to take a huge material amount of mercury, you would get toxic and have all sorts of ulcers and issues. But if you take homeopathic mercury, it actually helps detox the mercury out of your body.
And with homeopathy, so let's talk a little bit about that, right? So someone's like, mercury, are you kidding me? I don't want to have even any trace substance of that. But with homeopathy, it's diluted. So it's diluted to the point where that starting material is no longer there. And it's more of kind of an energetic force left as an imprint into the water that the homeopathic, you know, what the starting material was diluted in. Is that, and succussed?
That's correct, Cass. And that's the thing, is that there are many substances in nature that are considered toxic. When you give them in homeopathy, they can be very potent because you're only getting the energetic signature. It's not any of the material substance. And so it is a very gentle form of energy medicine that treats on the energetic level of the body and helps the body recognize where it's stuck, where it needs healing. It's a way of showing patterns to the body so that the body can respond to those patterns in a healing way.
Yeah. No, it and like I said, it worked miracles for us. So just for the listeners, little background. So when my son stopped growing and he didn't grow for 3 years, he went from like one of the biggest kids, 90th percentile, to failure to thrive. And our, you know, all medicines at that time went through him undigested. And then I read Amy Lansky's book and we started homeopathy, and with getting his remedy right, the boy who didn't grow for 3 years gained 10 pounds and grew 3 inches in 6 weeks. And so it was truly a miracle for us to kind of witness his healing. And, you know, I was raised by a doctor and a nurse. Like, my grandfather was a doctor, my mom was a nurse. And so homeopathy was definitely not in my bag of tricks. But reading Amy's book really opened me up to this possibility and what wasn't working for my son. You know, homeopathy filled such a gap for us that that's truly what we've kind of migrated to as a family, because I've witnessed with him his healing, but I've also, you know, from acute illnesses and whatever kind of pops our way, we can truly manage it with homeopathic remedies. That I love that the body can take what it needs. Right. And then it doesn't really, if it's not needed from creating that energetic balance, it just, it is what it is. Right. It doesn't really, like, our pediatrician, when I first broached the subject, I loved it because he's like, in some, it can work miracles, and otherwise, there's no downside.
Right. Absolutely. You know, it's either you do it and you get this huge, you find the right remedies, or yes, there really is no downside. And your story is exactly the story of empowerment that I'm seeking to promote through my book and through my teachings, and really getting parents not just to see a homeopath, but to actually learn it themselves, because it is really empowering to have those remedies in your home, to have a homeopathy kit, to have books, to learn it. So you can start managing the simple things in your house, like burns and cuts and bumps and bruises, but also you can start managing some of the more challenging issues that your kids have. And there's so many tools in homeopathy that help treat at the mental and emotional level that it is so, it can change your entire life in a household if you find the right remedies to help ease your kids' flares and aggressive behaviors and so on.
Yeah. And I love, first of all, I bought your book a couple of weeks ago, and I must say it just changed. It was funny when we first worked with our first homeopath who we got that incredible growth. She's like, okay, I'm done. And I was like, no, you're not. We have more layers to go through. But she had felt like she had found his remedy, and kind of that was it for her. So we've kind of been on a homeopathic journey, let's just say, for the last decade. And reading your book really shined a light of what I was looking for on our journey. And you just put it into words, right? It's about empowering the parent, meeting these complex children, right? Because it's really not just one thing. We live in a very toxic environment. There are so many things out of our control. So, you know, it's kind of peeling back those layers to really see what's kind of going on now, or what might be coming up now. So thank you so much for putting what I had in my heart out into the world, because your book, I swear, has been such a light. And now I'm just recommending it to everyone I meet. I'm truly singing its praises. So thanks for that.
That's exciting. You know, homeopathy is old. You know, it's been around for several hundred years, but really it's in its heyday. You know, as institutions are crumbling, you know, homeopathy is also evolving. It's also changing and learning, and it's a very live medicine. And there's many methodologies within homeopathy. It's not just one way. There's many ways that different people have employed this idea of like treats like. So if you go to your basic Rite Aid, your basic grocery store, you can find homeopathic formulas for coughs, colds, allergies, and they're usually kind of a combination of remedies that help with that type of physical symptom. And a lot of people are using homeopathic remedies and they have no idea that they are, or they don't really know what homeopathy is. They think it's just herbal medicine. But homeopathy is very specific. It's actually highly dilute to the point where it's just the energetic signature, not the physical substance for the most part. And you're basically alleviating such a wide variety when you're taking those things off the counter, those homeopathic remedies off the counter. So you have that type of homeopathy. And then you also have, you can work with a homeopath to work on the deeper issues, the ancestral issues. In homeopathy, we have something called miasms, which really is just epigenetics, which is the idea of, you know, that we pass things down the family that our kids have. Our kids are often showing to us what is unresolved in our grandparents and all of those pieces of trauma that haven't been processed. And there isn't that many modalities that can help with that, but homeopathy can actually open up and release those energies with the right remedies. And so you can work with a homeopath to find that. But there's also in the United States, and you could say around the world, lay homeopathy, which is people like you just at home doing it yourself. Yep. You know, I went to a local library last week and I met with a group of moms that homeschool, and they're all studying homeopathy together and making kits for each other together. And it's so grassroots. And this is where homeopathy is going to grow, is with parents like you who want to take the power back for themselves to really own, you know, their healing journey. So, and you know, people don't know this, but the pioneers that came out west in their wagons had homeopathy kits. Yeah. You know, it's an incredible thing to empower you.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, certain countries, you see homeopathy so much more common than you might hear. Here, yes, you can go into a grocery store and you can buy the remedies. And if they might not have exactly what you need, you can, you know, there's other places you can buy them online. But also working with a homeopath, because there's over 7,000 remedies. So to really, and you know, the other thing that I discovered on our homeopathic journey, and maybe you can talk about this a little bit, is a lot of times, you know, especially in medicine right now, you know, we very much, you know, if you have a problem with your heart, you see this person, a problem with your brain, you see a neurologist and so forth. But homeopathy, you could have a remedy that might have, you know, it interconnects with a few things. So you might have symptoms that seem random and scattered, but there are homeopathic remedies that actually kind of line up to that. So I know one of Rye's big things when he was little, he loved to spin things and running clockwise in circles were like his things. And when I was working with a homeopath, you know, she was like, oh, that's directly connected. Like the random things to what seemed to me were actually interconnected. And it was easier to kind of, when you brought light to those things that make our kids unique, it was much easier for a homeopath to kind of help direct what might be those best remedies to support him.
That's right. So, you know, standard medicine has this reductionistic approach, which is looking very specifically at systems and seeing where they're kind of off and, you know, they're not necessarily connecting all the dots in homeopathy. And there's other holistic methodologies out there, but homeopathy is very holistic in that it looks at the totality. And when you sit with a homeopath and you have your mental and emotional and physical looked at a totality, you feel really seen and understood. And then when you can find a remedy that fits not just the physical, but the mental and emotional, and shows that the physical is occurring because of the mental and emotional states, and you find that remedy, it just can release so much healing for the person. So for example, if you have a lot of anger, you're like an angry person, you've got liver issues, it can show up as rashes. You know, and so if you find the homeopathic remedy like sulfur, it will treat not just the rashes, but the anger, you know, whereas in a more reductionistic approach, you're not looking to treat anger and rashes at the same time. You know, Right. Maybe the anger you go to see a therapist, and the rashes, you get some steroid cream. Not only that, in homeopathy, there's a very important law of releasing things that are suppressed in order to heal. And so you want to heal from the deepest layers outward, you know? And so if a rash were to come out, actually, it's kind of a sign that the body is healing and pushing things out. Whereas if you try to suppress the rash, meaning you put a medicine on it to stop the body from expressing that toxicity and inflammation, that toxicity and inflammation from a steroid cream, that might go to like the lungs. And so then the lungs get asthmatic. And that's where the inflammation is. And then the person is put on steroids. And then the steroids further suppress the body's inflammation. And then the kid gets ADHD. So really, in homeopathy, we're trying to unwind and remove layers of that whole process.
And I remember when that remedy, right, that worked right for Rye, 9 days after he had like his dose, we got like a rash. And, you know, I brought him to doctor's like, that's a good sign. And I was like, all right, cool. So we just kind of let it run its course. And what I have learned over our journey is, right, the body can detox in many different ways. So you can have rashes, you can have fevers, you might vomit, you might have crazy bowels or whatever. But that's kind of the, and, you know, fevers. So these are kind of the body's ways of detoxing. And I just know from our own experiences, whenever we had any of those kind of detoxes, fevers, vomiting, is usually when the progress, like we watch the miracles kind of unfold, because he or she, right, both of my kids did, and to us, we, you know, when they kind of detoxed what was kind of not working for them, they always, it was kind of like this transformation, right? After a storm, you see rainbows. Like the progress was marked after we had some of those detox events. Is that typical?
Yeah. You know, it can happen a little differently in everybody. You know, for some people, once they come to homeopathy, they've already done a lot of detox with biomed. You know, a lot of people come to homeopathy after trying every other type of therapy out there. And maybe they've already, you know, had this super clean diet and have done a ton of, you know, chelation, for example. And maybe you won't see something like that, but they need the homeopathy for that behavioral piece that hasn't shifted. Whereas other cases, if they have been, you know, super toxified and their detox channels aren't open, you have to maybe even be careful with homeopathy and being very gentle to help open up those detox channels, whether it's peeing or pooping or skin or rashes or fevers. But overall, we are wanting to support and go with the processes of the body and not be afraid of them, not suppress them.
One of the things that I know helped me better understand homeopathy is because you really can't compare and contrast it. It's its own unique modality. And what really spoke to me, and I know Cass kind of inspired me with this, is, you know, what do you really believe about health and wellness? And one thing we've really fervently believed now more and more is that the body has an innate ability to heal. And if that's a really strong belief for anyone listening, then the question is, okay, well, how can I help the body to do what it's designed to do? So personally, do I trust the body and that innate force versus some other person or modality, man-made? You're like, no, I'm going to put my money on that. The body's, we just don't understand how powerful it is. And homeopathy is all about, right, helping the body to get unstuck. And when that happens, maybe you won't just see a benefit in, you know, a particular body part. It's the whole body experience.
I love how many times you mentioned the body there, because it is about feeling into the body. Feeling is healing. And it's a lot of disconnect that we're trying to heal, you know, on so many levels. I mean, it can be, you know, emotional disconnects, you know, just even disconnects with parts of the body that aren't functioning properly. And if we can learn to really feel into those places, we can bring our awareness to the places that need the healing. And that awareness is half of the healing journey, is if you can figure out, well, what needs to heal. You know, you might have like a ton of labs and a ton of things going on. You're like, I don't even know where to start. But there is an innate intelligence And it starts with love, actually. If you can feel into your heart, you can feel into your body with a loving, energetic place, these types of things that need the healing will show up for you. So I can lead you guys into a meditation that I do with a lot of the parents that I work with. And I alter it here and there, but I feel like this is really about finding the healer within. Homeopathy helps find the healer within. And everybody who can do a meditation like this, it's not simply about finding the remedy, but the meditation itself is therapeutic. Because when you connect to the body, when you get more embodied, when you become more aware of what needs to heal, that already unlocks the healing potential. So shall we do it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then we can talk about it afterwards. So for all the listeners and for you guys, I want you guys just to close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out. And I want you to start by really connecting to your own body, feeling into any sensations in your body, feeling into your legs, your hips, your belly, your chest, and just bringing awareness to any feelings, any sensations, tightness, heaviness, tingling, hot, cold. Really coming into an embodied place. And take a breath in and out and connect to yourself. And just say and affirm that my body knows how to heal itself. And connect to your heart as well. Just connect to the love within yourself. And affirm that my body doesn't lie. My body always knows what's right for me. And as you're closing your eyes and relaxing your breath, I want you to imagine your child. And if you have a couple of children, just choose a child. And I want you to picture your child really clearly in your mind's eye. Picture the look on their face, their hair, their body, picture what they're doing, the way they hold their body. And I want you to imagine you are them. You feel how they feel. I want you to imagine your child in their arms, their legs, their belly, their chest, their head. And you feel how they feel. You are your child in their body. You can even say, I am, and say your child's name. And now I want you to imagine your child happiest in their element. They're smiling, they're giggling, they're having a great time. What is it that they're doing? What do you picture them doing? And how do they feel in their body when they're just at their best, in their element? Perhaps this is a safe space for them. Perhaps this is an environment that gives them joy. What is it that they're doing in their body? How do they feel? And feel the love that you have for your child. Use this good feeling that your child has to be a portal of connection, connecting even deeper to your child. You feel how they feel. And take a deep breath in and out. Now I want you to imagine the opposite. I want you to imagine that your child is the most stressed when they are feeling at their worst. I want you to picture it. And go into that place. Don't hide from it. Don't deny it. Be there with them. And if emotions come up for you, be with those emotions. If sensations come up in your body, if you can feel how your child feels at their worst, Just feel it. And make note of it. What is that sensation like? What does it feel like? What does it remind you of? And when they're feeling this way, what do they want? What do they crave? What would make them feel better? In their belly, in their joints, in their tendons, in their head, in their chest, in their breathing. What would make them feel better? And really connecting to the healer within, the love in your heart, connecting even to your guidance. You can say, guide me. Let me see something that will help my child feel better. And you may be in nature. Maybe there's something in nature that would help them feel better, like a plant or an animal or a color or maybe a hug. And I want you to imagine giving your child that feeling, that thing in nature to help them feel better. And take a breath in and out. You are your child. You feel how they feel. You feel how they feel when they're happy and when they're stressed. And perhaps there's a polarity between those two. Perhaps there's a relationship. Perhaps the thing that they do when they're happy is because it releases the thing that they feel when they're stressed. And taking a breath in and out and bringing the love in your heart and your awareness to that place, awakening the healer within you. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. So that in and of itself is a healing experience because it's just bringing you into an embodied place of empathy where you're going to sometimes a place that a lot of people don't want to feel. They don't want to feel the pain. They don't want to feel the discomfort. You know, they don't want to feel how their kids are in school in a special ed classroom. You know, sometimes people pack their kids off to an environment that isn't great for them, you know? And so sometimes people are in denial of that. They don't want to deal with that, but this is what we have to get into. This is also what I do with parents to help find a homeopathic remedy. A lot of kids are nonverbal. A lot of kids won't tell you what they're feeling, even if they are verbal. And I've had parents do this kind of meditation and say, wow, for the first time, I know how my kid is feeling. And in homeopathy, we really want to know details. So when you get into like, sometimes a parent will feel something like tightness in their chest or an ache in their belly, or they see something in the stomach. And you want to get really detailed about it. If you can go even deeper into that meditation and see if it's hot or if it's cold or if it's red or if it's black or if it's yucky, or maybe you see an animal or you see something like that, write it all down. Journey with it, you know, be with whatever kind of comes up there. And you can use that sometimes to find a remedy yourself, but you can also use that to work with a homeopath.
That was amazing. And it was amazing what came up. And I love the contrast from the highs to the lows too, because that embodiment piece, you kind of, and the transition from one to the other was also really helpful to kind of really put myself, you know, into their shoes. And I also think just parents never really take these pauses. And knowing that, yes, we're connected heart to heart and we have so much wisdom that can actually help our kids can be so powerful.
And doing that with your kids too, so they don't fully know what's going on with them. But if we take a moment and they're saying, this is ouchy, and you have them take a deep breath in and just like, just feel into it. What's going on here? How does it feel? What is it like? And just being really present with the feelings. And then you can use that feeling that comes up with you in that moment. You're resonating with what needs to heal. And in that moment, that vibration of what needs to heal, if you can use your intuition to match it to a homeopathic remedy, I mean, one of the things that I do promote is something that a lot of parents were already doing. I've learned from the parents that I've worked with is muscle testing or using any form of kind of intuitive guidance to then say, okay, now I know what needs to heal, what energy is there. Because you can have a whole story of, you know, this happened, then this happened, then this happened, this trauma, and this trauma, and this trauma. But you have to know what in the present moment is going on with your kid. And it could be that some kid at school smashed his snowman and he's feeling bullied, you know, and he has been the whole year. And that's what you really need in the moment is to heal that.
And to that point, it's like, it's not about the kitchen sink. This is about kind of in that present moment, right? In the now, what might be that best thing for them now versus what might be it in 2 or 3 days or whatever it is from a time frame perspective. But in the present, energetically, this might be creating a block that then doesn't let them, you know, feel best in their body because of this blockage. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that the more that parents can become attuned and become aware of what could be blocking their kid, or, you know, say it's a food allergen or a relationship on a day-to-day basis, and teach the child to do that too. You know, I love having kids, you know, showing them a couple of remedies that I think could be good and be asking them, what does your body feel would be good? Because we're not just healing the next generation, we're creating a new generation of very savvy children who can suss out their environment, because our immune system needs this more than ever. The immune system of the planet is kind of crashing, and our own immune systems are crashing, but we can reboot and retrain our immune system by becoming more aware and more savvy, and by empowering our own kids to make good decisions for themselves.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so powerful. And this is where muscle testing for our kids is just kind of part of that norm, you know, they get to intuitively feel like, what do they need now?
Right. And it's so empowering. Now there's a lot of people that aren't ready for that, you know, and that's okay. There's lots of healers who will take somebody through all the steps of healing. But there's a lot of parents out there who want to learn for themselves. And that's one thing is, you know, the muscle testing can really help with that, among many other things.
If I could bring us back a little bit to the that meditation, which was super powerful. So thank you so much for that gift. And in that moment, one of many things that became much clearer to me is, you talked just a couple minutes ago about parents leaning into their intuition and being in the present moment. Well, I'll tell you one thing that gets in the way of the present moment, and that is when you're looking at your child focused on the things they're doing and wanting those to be different, as opposed to, which was the power of your meditation, how are they feeling? Like, it's one thing to say, you know, that how my child feels is important, but to really go there and to really look at it from that perspective, for me, was a really big shift. Because with that shift, all of a sudden, instead of being kind of angry or on angst, wanting things to change, I really kind of felt myself melt into more of a curiosity of what's going to help my child with how they're feeling in this present moment. And that was just such a big shift.
Yeah. And that comes with coming into like the heart center and coming into the love versus getting out of the head, because the head is always contrasting and comparing and judging in a way. And of course we don't want to do that. But as soon as a child gets a diagnosis, they're automatically put into such an intense field of judgment constantly on their behaviors. And we need to kind of get back out of that. Like, when a kid gets a diagnosis, oftentimes parents get emotionally blocked to their children. And what we want to do is heal the emotional blocks as well, so that you can kind of feel into your child and yourself. Oftentimes your child is expressing something you're denying yourself, right? And children are really mirrors of their parents, and parents don't want to see their stuff in front of them. And so like vocal tics, for example, you know, and, you know, I had these two parents, for example, once that they just did not like each other. I mean, I would talk to each parent and they would just complain about each other, about like the mom would complain about the dad would complain about the mom, but they weren't speaking truth to each other at all. They were completely only complaining to me and being really superficial with each other. And it was their child had a vocal tic, then the vocal tic was expressing all of these things of like, I don't like you, and like all of these things. You know, this is what can happen with kids. And then they wanted the vocal tic treated, but they weren't willing to see their own suppression. And this is really what we need to do is become really honest with the ways that we are suppressing ourselves, really honest with our own gaps, because our children are here to seriously speed and upgrade our own evolution. You know, and so we get, yeah,
they're our teachers, right? Like I know both of my kids, they're my teacher. Like I, you know, originally, especially after Rye's diagnosis, like I was on a mission to kind of change him. And then I was like, wait, what am I supposed to learn from this? Like he's here to teach me. My daughter's here to teach me. And I just kind of get to figure out how can I best support them. And absolutely. And that's why Len and I do the coaching we do. It's 100% focused on the parent, because when the parent change and really understand their blind spots and the beliefs and the stories they bring to things, then so much opens up for the kids when the parents do their work.
Absolutely. And you can do that work with homeopathy as well. You know, there's remedies to really release a lot of the suppressed emotions. To live in our culture, just like North American culture, requires people to be not naturally in touch with themselves. So we're swimming upstream in terms of the things we need to do to heal, to be authentic for ourselves and to create healing space. For example, like to be a professional, you can't cry at work, but crying is a really natural and supportive thing for the body, you know? And to be a professional mom, you have to create all of these blockages between you and your kid. And that's something that we need to actually heal. So it might require all sorts of career changes, for example. So yeah, it's healing isn't always just taking an extra supplement. Healing can require massive life changes. And so intuition is another level of consciousness. It's another level of awareness. And it's connecting to this higher self, this bigger self that has a view of the bigger picture and has a connection to what you could say, the universe, God, whatever it is out there that people like to use to describe everything. And if we can, you know, some of these kids, you're right, are so complex. Some of these cases, just health in general these days, I mean, notwithstanding children, like adults and what we're going through, you know, in post-COVID times is crazy. I mean, there's a lot that we need to navigate. And if we can navigate it by coming into our intuitive self, by really, you know, like, what's the answer here? Guide me. And so despite all of my healing education, I was at that point where I was overwhelmed with the kids that I was treating, or I don't know how to treat these seizures. And I just said, I have no idea. I surrendered it. I surrendered it to a higher power. And that process of building faith in yourself, faith in your body, faith in the feelings that you have, faith in connection to source and to wisdom is kind of the purpose of healing. So you just need to kind of slowly start building that day after day. You know, oh, I don't know, you know, what to make for dinner. Is this going to disrupt my kid? And you can start sway testing, you know, the things, or you can just really feel into it and start surrendering all that stress to a higher source, and things should come easier. So there's a little bit of a spiritual piece right there.
But there has to be. And that's where like the, you can't disconnect spirit from the heal, whatever, you know, spirit or, you know, religious practice they have, that spirituality and those beliefs are so interconnected from that physical, energetic well-being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And nature has the perfect design for us all the time. And if we can kind of go to nature, there's always something in nature to help us. And so it's like every plant that you look at when you see outside your window has a pattern in it that can heal us. And that's what homeopathy is, also this like fantastic lens for understanding the world around us. We get to understand energetically, mentally, emotionally, on a physical level, what every animal, plant, mineral, gemstone, crystal can offer to us. And so it's, you know, it's also fascinating and fun. I'm a bit of a geek in that way, and that I love that. But a lot of people who get into homeopathy are that way too.
Well, I love that too. And my one big, like, if I ever see like one of my house plants kind of not thriving, I just put it back outside. And it's amazing what nature, like nature just has this innate wisdom that we often so overlook, but in, it also goes with, you know, our own bodies and our kids, just kind of stepping back into that, the healing that surrounds us and knowing that, you know, energetically homeopathy can bring that to people for what they actually need at that right time. Can we talk just a little bit about like dosing? Cause I know like there's, I know I've met some families where it's like, oh yeah, 6C was the best. And can I just tell you, like my family, it was like a million or 10 million from a dilution, like seemed to work better for my kids. So it's, there's a very wide range of doses. And if you could just talk a little bit about that, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. So dosing and potency in homeopathy is something that's taught differently by every teacher. And it's something that I had to get really flexible about because of working with parents who were muscle testing and telling me, oh, if I drop dose this 3 times a day, then I get way more improvement. And so I'm like, just go with it. So it is very much about that energetic piece and the muscle testing and sussing things out. But there is a very linear idea to it as well, which is that the homeopathic potencies that are like the X potencies. So if you go and look at like a Highlands teething tablets, it often has remedies and X potencies. That means that they're not very diluted, that they're working more on the material level. They're working more on that physical level. So the less dilute they are, the more it is about materiality and substance. Okay.
Would that, be like a bridge back to herbals in a way? Like that's
exactly, exactly. There's this whole, you know, material medicine, supplements, herbal medicine. And then you have really subtle herbal medicine. You have herbalists that give drop doses, or you have a type of herbalism called gemotherapy that are, you know, really subtle herbal formulas. And then you move up into the X potencies of homeopathy, which is like the more energetic, you know, flower essences are like the highest level of energetic, you know, it's a lot of flower essences are just made when you put a bowl of water next to a living flower in the sun. It doesn't even have any of the substance physically put into it. It's just said, you just say to the flower, please give your lessons into this crystal bowl of water. You know, so that's the flower essence. Whereas homeopathy, to make a remedy, you take the material substance and you go through a process of succussion and dilution. Succussion means that you're shaking it to kind of bring the energy out. And dilution means you dump it out and then add more water and dump it out and add more water or alcohol, whatever substance is used to make it. And so X potencies are not as dilute and treat more on the physical level. And then as you go up in potencies, next would be like 6C and then 12C, then 30C, and then 200C. The C potencies, C stands for 100. X stands for 10, actually. So if it's like a 6X, it's diluted one part to 10 parts 6 times. If it's a C, it's diluted one part to 100 parts. So you have one part of a flower and 100 parts of water. you know, so it's 1 to 100 is C. And then if it's like 6C, that dilution has happened 6 times. Okay, so the more dilute you get, the more etheric, the more energetic, you know, so a 200C is treating more on this energetic level, which impacts our mental and emotional bodies. You could say our like astral bodies, our energy bodies. And going to that place can actually treat you very deeply, but you have to be specific. You have to know, you know, okay, this is a remedy that's going to work for me. It really fits me. If that remedy doesn't fit, you're giving a 200C of, say, phosphorus, but you're like a calc carb, nothing's going to happen. It's not going to resonate. But if you're a phosphorus, you're a phosphorus-y type of person, phosphorus is an element, and you get homeopathic phosphorus, you're going to have symptoms like you'll have to go to sleep. You'll have to, you know, you'll have all these dreams. You might have some discharges. You might have a fever. You might have a rash. You might have some sort of a response. You might have memories from childhood that haven't healed come up, you know? And so, the higher impotencies you go, the more you're treating on that etheric level, the more, in a way, you can treat those deeper things. But I highly suggest, you know, for parents listening to start feeling into and practicing themselves. And you don't have to be afraid. Sometimes parents are afraid of certain potencies, like high potencies, but really it just means it's more dilute, you know? And sometimes I think that they're afraid because they don't want the healing themselves. Sometimes when you're treating at that higher potency level, you're trying to shift not just the child, but the parents and the grandparents. So you're getting not just the energy field of the child, you're getting the energy field of the whole family. And you're shifting something deep out of the whole family. And that's amazing because there's not that many modalities that will do that.
Yeah, I remember, you know, Dr. Zach Bush was, you know, one of our doctors. And I remember laying on his table and it was an appointment for my son, but he was like pressing me right here. He's like, you get rid of that stress, he gets rid of that stress. And it's amazing to kind of think that this interconnectedness and knowing that homeopathy can actually imprint beyond the physical body that it's, you know, the person taking it is pretty magnificent when you think about that.
Absolutely. And you can see problems kind of move around. Like it's like the whole family is this energetic soup. And so if you heal an issue in one kid, then the other kid starts showing their stuff. Then you have to go there. And then the dad shows his stuff. And then you have to go there. And if you have family members who are not on board with healing, that can be where things get blocked.
And that's why I just booked appointments for all of us, because I was just like, all right, we've done pieces. Now it's kind of when you think about it more from a unit, there's so much that can happen.
Yeah.
And this has been incredible. I mean, there's so much we can continue to talk about, but I think this opportunity, which many people probably aren't familiar specifically with intuitive homeopathy. I mean, one reason I love it is it kind of combines three big concepts in one, you know, which we think are just so, so powerful. One being to kind of, whatever you're doing for your child, to make some efforts to get to the root of what's going on, what's behind the behaviors or how your child's feeling. So you've touched on all that, right? Whether it's a trauma of some kind, like emotional or physical or even generational, or whether it's toxic exposure, you know, that the child's gone through or even before. You know, those are two big concepts. And then the third one is just how important it is for a parent to have sincere self-trust and that intuition that guides them. So this is like the trifecta, you know, from my standpoint, of real powerful principles that you can put to work. So really, you know, again, we thank you for being on and for your book. We'll include everything in the show notes. I know you don't necessarily work with parents individually anymore. That's what you used to do, but you're training up, and that's what you're creating now, is to try to expand the number of people who practice, correct?
That's right. And, you know, there are more sick people in the world than there are healers to manage. What do we do about that? You know, for one, we have to empower everybody to heal for themselves as much as possible and give them tools. And it might even just be like dry skin brushing and castor oil packs and taking extra magnesium. can be so simple like that, but, or you can really dive into homeopathy, or you can really help create more homeopaths. What's really wonderful about the moms that I've helped train to become homeopaths is that they have that extra insight and empathy, and they can go that extra mile in those cases because they get it. And when you have been there and you get it and you can start healing your community, you start gifting back. And you've healed yourself, you start gifting back, and then your community becomes a mirror for your own healing. And that's not to say everybody needs to become a healer, but it is definitely something that inspires a lot of the parents that I work with, because they see so many people in their communities that are really struggling. And it's a profession you can do from home. From your computer while your kids are in the other room. So you work for yourself. I mean, it has its own other benefits too.
I was sharing your school this morning with the nurse practitioner who oversees our family. Cause I was just like, something for her to add to her toolbox too. And that's the amazing thing is a lot of the practitioners we see are also parents. So for them to get empowered too, that go beyond what they've been trained, but they can also have such a big impact by learning new things as well. So
it's incredible how much parents of complex kids, how much they know. Yep. I mean, I've learned more from them than from any seminar, any weekend, professional weekend that I've gone to. And so, and you can trust them because they're coming in with just absolute no agenda, but to want to heal. And own your power, own your knowledge, own your wisdom, and do something good with it.
Want to discover your top autism parenting blind spot? Take our free quiz today. Go to allinparent.com/go.